אוכלים בשר. ביום 17 בתמוז, they don't have any kind of big enjoyment, which means includes parties. Parties, of course, is for enjoyment. Anything for enjoyment, they don't do it for the pleasure. If they do it for necessity, they ask me many times, Rabbi, can we go swimming? So they say, boy, how dare you want to cool off? Yeah. But if you go only for the pleasure of it, it's not so supposed to. The same thing, you know, most of people, they go to summer, a hut, they want to go swimming. This is not allowed only on the Shabbat Av, but before Shabbat Av, it's okay. Now we come then, anything that's done for pleasure. From this came the idea that they didn't make weddings. Why not many? Wedding is a mitzvah, because in every wedding, there's to make a big celebration of enjoyment. Therefore, they stopped it. And they come, the Italian halab, they didn't restrict it. Still, they didn't. Because parties and halab, they want the whole year round. They didn't speak about parties. Today, people can't live without a party. In the morning, they think, well, what kind of party tonight will be? At night, they think, they figure for the next morning, what will be. And they got used so much to parties, and I told them, okay, they came, somebody came to me yesterday. So, isn't that so? There is 30 couples leaving for Europe tomorrow, because they want to have fun. You people don't let them have fun here. They are going to Europe to have fun.
So. It's too close. They should go to Africa. Only Europe.
Look at them.
They can go to the mountains.
They could have put the wording in them. Yeah. Listen, this one, even if she will have fun here, they want to go to Europe anyhow. And if they have any kind of religion in there, well, they wouldn't go to Europe at all.
The
clubs
are not closed. They can go.
Then, listen. Go advise them to have the party here without music. What do you want to eat? Shish kebab and drink.
Pizza.
Want them wine. To drink. Let them eat and drink and don't have any music. That's all. That's it. We stop them from fun. They have all the fun of the world here. What big deal. They don't let them.
They tell you for the young music. Ones.
Huh?
Parties for the young ones, but the mitzvah to meet and get married.
Single people tell me the same thing. There's no parties. Single people tell me the same thing. There's no parties. Single people tell me the same thing. There's no parties. Single people tell me the same thing. There's no parties. Single people tell me the same thing. There's no parties. Single people tell me the same thing. There's no parties. Single people tell me the same thing. There's no parties. Single people tell me the same thing. There's no parties. Single people tell me the same thing. There's no parties. Single people tell me the same thing. There's no parties. Single people tell me the same thing. There's no parties. Single people tell me the same thing. There's no parties. Single people tell me the same thing. There's no parties. Single people tell me the same thing. There's no parties. Single people tell me the same thing. There's no parties. Single people tell me the same thing. There's no parties. Single people tell me the same thing. There's no parties. Single people tell me the same thing. There's no parties. Single people tell me the same thing. There's no parties. Single people tell me the same thing. There's no parties. Single people tell me the same thing. There's no parties. Single people tell me the same thing. There's no parties. Single people t
No,
no, no, blackheads. Blackheads.
Not a nothing.
Only New Year's Eve.
Well, you should stop it.
Del Kippur.
I've been nervous.
Was I Kippur? Then he's probably no more.
No, take Kippur with the...
La, la, Chomets now. Chomets night.
You don't have?
Of course there is.
Fan, where?
I don't know.
There used to be months of
all that. Center, there is, what do you mean?
Maybe the center.
You don't go to the center.
The center, the old people, the...
La, la, they have, maybe.
The tired people.
No, there's...
Maybe they have, maybe they have.
There is, you know.
There were people, there were young people.
Isn't there in the center party?
16, 17.
Kids, huh?
Yeah, sure. There is one. That's what they look for.
No, it's only in the summer. The old
used to be
open,
much more.
Used
to have much more the old time.
In the winter, they don't want to meet.
No, they not meet, much. But it's there. It's all open in the summer.
More
what they do in the winter?
They're in the houses. But they don't see them.
So. Mamsha was over the winter?
No, absolutely not, brother. Have you ever heard of any wedding in the winter?
Never.
They meet in the summer, they get married in the winter.
Yeah, they want to meet in the summer, take phone on them.
Yeah.
I get
and then plant the seeds
smack
for
the
winter.
That's
what they
say. It's all these Ta'anot Yetzirah. there is plenty.
No, because I tell you, they go anyway to the clubs.
They ask, they say very important that the person, anything to say Shehiyanu, they will say Shehiyanu before Ben HaMetzarim. Really, the words from Tzva'a Savetamuz till Tzva'a Be'av, it's called Ben HaMetzarim. And Rashi explains in Echa, Kol Rodefea Sigua Ben HaMetzarim, he said Ben HaMetzarim, Meshav'a Savetamuz, Ad Tzva'a Be'av. That's the language of Rashi. What is Ben HaMetzarim? There's two meanings to the word Ben HaMetzarim. Kol Rodefea Sigua, when they were able to conquer the Jewish people on these days. So these days are considered days of troubles. From Shavuot of Tammuz to Tzav B'Av. But there is another meaning to the word Ben HaMetzarim. If they were running away from one city, the daughter of the one, they called them between the cities. Metzer is Gibul, between the borders. But that's a simple meaning. But I will always explain Ben HaMetzarim between days of Tzarot, which means Shavuot of Tammuz, if all the Mefashim say Shavuot of Tammuz to Tzav B'Av, and they tell us this is, and Maran and Shahar Aruch says, to be very careful on everything from Shavuot Sabbat Amos to Tzav B'Av that could happen, many accidents, that, which means they are very unlucky days. If they are very unlucky days, who is going to take something to make at anything in such a day that's considered unlucky? If he wants to make something, he says, he wants his son to meet a girl on these days. If you come and tell me, listen, it's unlucky. The person wants to have anything that has v'shalom to be unlucky for the couple.
The 9 days, they don't say at all, I mean, the 9 days.
But they don't say that. This is Shavuot Sabbat to Tzav B'Av. That's what I'm saying.
He wasn't in Halab.
No, he wasn't. It was before Halab. But Rashid definitely wasn't Halab, he was in France.
He's modern,
man. Yeah. And I the Knesset of Rashi.
Mr. Paris?
Paris? Hmm? Yeah. You mean did you go to Paris?
We went.
Yeah, and you didn't go to Knesset of Rashi?
I didn't go to Shul at Rome. To Rome,
there is a Shul of Rashi in Paris itself.
Hasidim and Orthodox?
Orthodox, yeah. But the Knesset of Rashi, it's a small, not big one, but... I remember I went to it when I was in Paris. Then we went there, they showed it to us. The Beta Knesset of Rashi, that means they were. And if they tell us this, we come and say all kind of excuses. There is no room for anything. We cannot change. I told them many times, explain to them, but it takes too long, too hard of a time to explain, because became already, they spread rumors that people changed. And I'm here 40 years, I didn't see Robert Kassin doing one wedding in these days.
No wedding.
And he didn't permit
parties. I hear he nobody allowed said parties, anything. He said that for boys to meet girls, it's okay to meet parties.
Parties, period. You know, that's why he lived.
Your grandfather said,
maybe parties, period, are not allowed, but he said, okay, have them.
No,
but not to make parties with music. Never, he did not allow.
Party without music? To play cards?
No, Robert Kassi never allowed. Hasra Shalom. They should not say anything on his behalf. I know him for 40 years, and never. That's the way around. We follow exactly what the setting, the rules that he set. Now, because he is not capable to tell them anything, they say on his behalf the wrong things. No, it's not proper to do that. Definitely, Rabbi Kassin was, in the opinion, all the time not to allow anything from Shavuot of the Mutz of Tzav B'Av. This I know for sure. This I can testify. Well, they can come and say it. Many people, they come and say, well, we didn't hear it, you didn't hear it. Who? Because they didn't doubt the words. When they told them this week's not, they didn't. I remember Yada Kairin, as the father of this guy, when his son was getting engaged in Bradley Beach. He made a very big tent at the corner, exactly opposite to my house, land from there, Fifth Avenue and Central. He used to take that house that later on used to be Yadid on. I used to be in one corner. One was Jolie, DB, Adaptash, and one there was Thomas Kenzie landing it. Yada Akada used to land it. He made a totally big deal. I called him and I said, Yada, how's Yada? I said, Tenta, Jamal J and D, engagement, Rabbi. Engagement. Jamal J, when I'm a son, what we see? What's wrong sometimes? What we see? La Mami see. I took him to my house, we sat down, I took a tonfa, a backed mummy.
Why is it Jamal J?
And I told him it's unlucky. When I told him unlucky, he had an orchestra that he bought from Chicago. He didn't bring it. Somebody ordered it for him. $4,000 he paid already. And that they have a special show over there. They stop the show to come to his party. No unlucky. They told him you have to lose the $4,000. He said, I lose it. He doesn't want it. He stopped it. He stopped the engagement. One man did it, he said, I don't want it. He changed it. Well, that's one, the first one, the other body did, and he made a mistake, he changed it. He didn't even know a thing about it. And later on, they started bothering, they want one more.
Did you go out in those 3 weeks? When you were going out with your wife?
No, going out, it's okay.
No, I mean, to parties, to clubs, to again?
With my wife? Yeah, well, my wife. I didn't go with anybody else, well, I can tell you that much.
What kind of question is that? I want to know, so far back, 30 years ago.
Yes, 30 years ago.
Did you go to clubs or parties in those 3 weeks or just the last week?
I don't think we did. I don't think we did.
You don't remember?
No, I don't believe we did.
We used to play cards. Mars. We used to play cards in Bradley. Yeah. In the shul.
Yes, no. Saturday night.
On Saturday night.
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah, sure. They used to move there.
We used to play cards.
Yeah, no, what kind of, what kind of, until that,
I don't remember, I'm asking
you. You don't remember?
I don't remember.
We used to play cards.
No, the cards, I remember, but I never played cards anyway. But
that's right, he doesn't play cards. No, we used to play cards on those nights.
They asked for buying clothes. Of course, again, this is it, and clothes here will have to say Shehiyano also. But the certain clothes, you don't say Shehiyano. Shehiyano, you say only on a suit or overcoat. You come and say, okay, Rabbi, we don't say Shehiyano, fruit also. If there is fruit that they didn't eat before, they want to eat now fruit of the new season that they didn't eat. You're supposed to say Shehiyano. They say you should not eat it during the tampen of Mitzarim. You should make sure that you will eat already before the Mitzarim. Came the question for a person took the body, can you do it on Shabbat? This is two opinions about it, the Shabbat, if you can say Shehiyano or not. Imagine. Shehiyano to say, what is it? No dancing, nothing, and I tell you, Shehiyano means simha. Again, you are, you want to enjoy yourself. And they didn't say Shehiyano. Veracham abenduch, and Yehudu, and Ben HaMetzarim. And this means, so strict was among our rabbis. Comes, Shehiyano said, father has to be very careful not to raise his hand on his son. Because could be accidentally something will hurt the child. The lawyer Kuhat Benim Botamayamim. On Shu Ansa to Musa Chabia.
Are we so strict on the Ashkenazim? Like they don't change their clothes, they don't wash.
Ashkenazim most.
I mean, are we on them also?
They don't take haircut from Shu Ansa to Musa.
They don't take a shower. They don't take a shower. The last week,
Shabbat Hazan. The last day, week, no. Even the Shabbat before, like this week, Chavi Abi is Thursday. They don't take a shower already from Friday. Why they don't take a shower? Before Shabbat Hazan. It's too much.
And they don't wash their clothes, they keep wearing the same clothes.
Yeah, if a person has different clothes, what they do if you forgot to
they
put
wear
them,
10 outfits in one day and then they wear one each day.
They put it on and take it off.
They put it on and take it off.
That finish hide it. They have this solution.
And no, son-in-law, he closes his business. Nobody comes to wash.
He has a laundromat. Laundromat clothes, they don't bring their clothes.
After that, he has a season.
he has the most religious.
Section, sure.
He has the most religious people. Those religious people don't wash clothes.
He got used to the clothes. That's his vacation.
Sturgill, Baker, takes vacation, Pesach, same thing. Everybody has his season.
Yeah, the butcher, this week.
Next week.
The 9 days.
The Syrian people, the Delhi. Say, Rafa Sakin. Rafa Sakin. Not the man, there is no the Shahadim. Already they close, they hide the Sakinim, which means there was no slaughtering of the animals during this Rosh Chodesh Tel Shabbat.
But what did they eat on Shabbat? Didn't they have the
Jews?
They ate
there. Well, came out of Shabbat, they slaughtered. Oh, Shabbat.
Is only the last week
for
me?
Yeah.
From
9 days,
Rosh Chodesh.
Rosh Chodesh they eat.
From that 8 days.
On Rosh Chodesh, we eat.
Shabbat.
Rosh Chodesh. And then, after Rosh Chodesh, they ask many times questions if he played Arbit and sees during the day yet. Can he eat or not? Some they say yes, some they say no. No, I'll be it before. Rosh Chodesh is Wednesday. Correct? Now they say when Rosh Chodesh is Wednesday. Wednesday afternoon he prays. Mincha, Arbit, Arbit, he prays. Because what it is daylight yet.
Can he eat or not?
Because it's still Rosh Chodesh.
What would he say in Birkat HaMazon, Rabbi? He would say Rosh Chodesh in Birkat HaMazon?
No, if you said Arbit, he says
it. He's saying Rosh Chodesh is finished by saying Arbit. It's still the daytime. It's still really Rosh Chodesh.
When? In Arbit, definitely he doesn't say.
No, I know. Then he comes home at 7:30, no sunset. He eats dinner. He has bread. What does he say? Birkat HaMazon?
He said Arbit, he doesn't say Arbit.
He wouldn't say Birkat HaMazon either.
Of course, once he said Arbit, he doesn't say Arbit.
But the day is still Rosh Chodesh, no?
Rabbi.
Not on him.
Even though once he said Arbit, he doesn't.
Rabbi, if he have a four for Rosh Chodesh, how many
No, I mean, only time by Rosh Chodesh, it will be on Rosh Chodesh and Shabbat will be three.
The day after Rosh Chodesh.
When Rosh Chodesh starts, she just said
it's not. Very good. Do you understand? The Chavo Bajib Rosh Chodesh, I come Sefer Torah and Talon.
Which Berakha say in, when you're fasting? If you're not fasting, Shema Asar Tammuz.
Thursday.
Yeah.
What do you say in?
Berakha on the food.
No, on the Berakha Tamazon.
Anenu.
You say Anenu?
It's like Yom Kippur.
This is not a joke. This is the reason.
Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur.
Well, does he mention that especially Alevi Abo or not? Person sick.
Somebody's sick.
He's eating on Kippur and he's saying Birkat HaMazon. Does he say Alevi Abo or not?
Yeah.
He should say it.
Say what?
Yom Kippur is Alevi Abo and Birkat HaMazon.
Eloheinu Avdehu. Alevi Abo.
And then what?
Are you on Kippurim as
well?
Yeah. Really? Why not? Isn't it a holiday? And he has a mitzvah to it.
Anyway, don't eat and don't say.
I had a better argument with one of the great rabbis who turned to pass away now. And Chabiab was on Saturday. And they don't fast. What do they do?
Sunday.
There was a man who was sick. He had heart problems. And he was eating. I asked the rabbi when I met Abdullah. I entered the house. They asked me. I said, he's not allowed to eat till he makes Abdullah. He has to make Abdullah and then eat. Came another one. He said, who told you? Anybody that eats before eating must make Abdullah. He says, no, but this Abdullah, there's no Abdullah. Nobody made Abdullah yesterday. The Abdullah they make tonight, Sunday night. When the people make Abdullah, you will make Abdullah. I said, no. People don't eat. But he, since he's eating, he must be. He said, who told you? I said, there's no question about it. But then I found it in a book. I brought it to him. I said, Rabbi, here is a book that mentioned it. If the book didn't mention it, I didn't want to find it in the book, we'll have problems for a long time. But I found it in the book, I showed it to him. It was accepted. That means if a person is eating, he has to serve the Rav first and then eat. You mean the day? To his opinion was, no, since the takana was to make Abdallah Sunday night, means there is no hiyub of Abdallah. And no hiyub of Abdallah for people who don't eat. But the person who eats, he has to say Abdallah.
Rabbi, if he's
going to
eat Sunday morning, does he still have to make
Abdallah
Saturday night?
Sunday morning? No, he makes it before he eats.
So Sunday morning he would make Abdallah?
Yeah. Okay. But my question is,
what is the law in that case? Because the law said as long, even any person, suppose now there is Shabbat, but Shabbat he didn't make Abdallah. Comes Sunday, does he make Abdallah or not? He makes Abdallah, as long as he didn't eat. But if he ate already, if Saturday night still the night, even if he ate, he still makes Abdallah. But if it's already daylight, Sunday, once he ate, he loses the Abdallah. He didn't eat yet, he has to make Abdallah. Up to Tuesday, he has to make Abdallah if he didn't eat.
Of course. If he ate, he broke the Havdalah.
Everybody
always says
Yeah, Tuesday, once he ate, finish. If it came the day. But if he ate at night, Saturday night, he still says Abdallah. During the night or Saturday night, he says Abdallah even after he ate.
But even if he said the Havdalah during the Amidah, he said Havdalah during Kosher Chod. We're talking about the Havdalah that he makes with the candle.
Rabbi, if he eats Saturday night and he doesn't make it Saturday night, could he say it's Sunday, even though he didn't eat Sunday?
No. Finish. Once he ate, khalas, the day lies now.
They say it's Tuesday, but it's ridiculous that it's Tuesday.
Who's going to pass? A person somewhere, I don't know, plain landed somewhere in the desert, he doesn't have no food.
No, I didn't know. A few years ago, we had the Shabbat for Saturday night.
Huh? Of course.
It's Saturday.
We had a few times. They were asking us what to do. Brother used to give them special instructions. What to do.
The question is, what do you say?
We told them to say Baruch HaMavdil because they wanted to come with a car. They wanted to come with a car. I told them at this hour, say Baruch HaMavdil because it's a hall, and drive the car and come.
I remember it.
Oh, sure. I instructed them exactly what to do. I told them, everyone, I announced at the shul, say these few words, Baruch HaMavdil B'Kodesh Shachol, drive the car and come. I used to tell them what hour. We waited always Saturday night. We prayed a bit late for that, to give a chance to the people to come from their home by driving.
When you come back?
Yeah, sure.
So you said Tachanatano in
Arabic? Yeah, sure.
So your Shabbat finished because you said
Baruch I don't know what they do, but if there is something that's a good income.
They get good income, good money. They get good money.
Very good money.
Yeah, but what they do exactly? There's something
halal. You put money, you buy tickets, and you put your name on the ticket, and you put it in a box.
Like a lottery.
And you want to win a watch, you want to win a chain, you want to win a thing.
So, okay, that is for school.
Well, He won a car this year.
Very good, good luck. You or your brother?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, okay.
Thank God.
It's
went
to good hands.
Let's go win now.
Yeah.
No, he didn't get the car.
He got it.
He got the better car. It cost me money to win the car.
He put more money on it
than he
got
the maximum. I put the smaller one, he got the maximum.
He got the small one, I got the big one.
Okay, sure. But still,
it's still it's money, sure.
It's good money. Big difference.
Thank God.
Okay, yeah.
We don't have
any. And he got a t-shirt with it.
And I got a t-shirt.
No, but N1 has no t-shirt.